And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we're live from Chase Field today in the Valley of the Sun. The Giants and Diamondbacks go in Game 3 of this three-game series. It's all tied up at 1-1, and we'll see what happens today as the Giants end this road trip. They've done well on the road trip. They're 5-1. They lost yesterday, which broke the five-game winning streak. Arizona won the game 5-2 yesterday. We'll talk about what happened in the game, but there was another typical game for the Giants and some decent pitching early, and then all of a sudden things got away. Some defensive mistakes came back a little bit, but they ran into a tough pitcher yesterday in Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly has done a great job against the Giants this year. This was his fifth start. He's now 3-0 against the Giants. He got the win. He's 13-7. The Diamondbacks won the game 5-2. 5-7-0 for Arizona, left five on base. Not a big hitting game for either team. Giants 2-4-0. They left three on base. Kelly the winner. He's 13-7. He went seven innings, four hits, a couple of runs, a home run to Yaz, number 15. One walk and six strikeouts, 93 pitches, 65 strikes. He can command it, and it's not overpowering, but he's got good stuff, and he can go to every quadrant of the strike zone and throw a quality pitch. So in his five starts now against the Giants this year, and we'll see Merrill Kelly again next weekend when Arizona comes in, he is 3-0 against the Giants this year in his five starts. For the Giants last night, Alex Cobb was on the hill, who's really pitched well all year long. But when you look at, I don't say hard luck pitchers, but pitchers that the defense sometimes sort of fails, this is the one guy. And the other part of Alex Cobb is when things go badly, he gets very upset and he storms around the mound. You can see that the redness coming on his neck, so to speak. You just get that feeling, and what he's got to do, and I said this on the pregame yesterday, he's got to shut down the inning. Yes, there are going to be defensive mistakes behind him, but you've got to shut it down, and you can't let those defensive mistakes turn into a big inning. And for the Diamondbacks, they did turn into a big inning, five runs in the fourth inning, and they ended up winning the game 5-2. For Cobb, he's now 6-7 on the year. Reyes Moranta got the save, his second. Attendance last night, a good crowd here in Arizona, 24,504, 2 hours, 37 minutes for the Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday. For Yastrzemski, home run number 15 in the sixth inning. That cut it to 5-2. He got a double also. He's having a nice September. I like what I see with him. Look, the kid never stops. He hustles all the time, has trouble with the high fastball. He's popping the ball up like crazy, strikes out a lot. But he's a good fourth or fifth outfielder. He really is on a team. Unfortunately for the Giants, they need him as a number three hitter, a number two hitter. And he's had a rough season. But in September here, 17 for 68 with three homers for him in September. Cobb ended up his night last night, five innings, five hits, five runs, no homers, two walks and three strikeouts, 93 pitches and 55 strikes. He was all over the place once the trouble started. So the five-game winning streak ends. Runners in scoring position last night, Arizona 2-for-7, the Giants only 1-for-4. Against the West now, the Giants are 26-40. On the trip, they're 5-1 with the loss yesterday. On the road, 35-42, so they're never going to get to 500 on the road. In September now, with the five-game winning streak, they're up to 13-10. Since the break, 26-35 in 61 games. And against Arizona, a team they beat 17 times last year, they are now 6-9. Wow, what a difference a year makes. Arizona at home is 40-40, and against the National League West, they're 28-44. All right, let's take a look at some of the scoring from yesterday. Vossler got a base hit. Guy can swing the bat. He can. Base hit after Craw got a hit and Villar walked, put the Giants up 1-0. Then that fourth inning happened. Walker always torments the Giants, a base hit, 1-1. Then the play in the field with the bases loaded, ground ball to first. Flores didn't touch first, throws home. Bart thought he touched first, so Barth thought he had to make a tag at the plate. Runner slid in safely. Meanwhile, Flores didn't touch first. Everybody's safe. And Cobb sort of had a fit on the mound when that happened. Carson Kelly gets a base hit to make it 3-1. And then the coup de grace for last night. And this is why I say you got to shut it down. Perdomo, hitting under 200, comes up with two out and lines a single into center field. Preceding that, Slater airmailed a throw to the plate. I'm not even sure the cutoff man was there. Moved the runners up to second and third, and Perdomo put it away with a base hit to score those two runners, and the Diamondbacks ended up winning the game 5-1. In the wild card race, which is still going on, San Diego now is in the two spot with 68 losses. Philly's got 68 losses, but they have 11 left. Milwaukee only two back in the loss column with 10 to go. With 70 losses, the Giants' magic number to be eliminated officially is 2. So one more Philly win or plus a Giants loss will eliminate the Giants from the wild card race. American League, it's Toronto at 67, Tampa Bay 68, Seattle 68, and the Orioles, boy, they lost a tough one last night, 4-9 to Houston. And they now have 72 losses. So that is the wild card race. A lot of good stuff going on, which we'll talk about today. In the some of the key games today, Atlanta and Philly. Atlanta closing in on the Mets a little bit. DeGrom got lit up yesterday. It's Morton and Gibson there. Very, very important game. Milwaukee, Peralta comes back today to go against Lodolo for Cincinnati. For San Diego, it's Clevinger. And for Colorado today, it is Freeland. He generally gives you about six innings. And for St. Louis, it's Wainwright against Grove for the Dodgers. No homers yesterday for Kershaw, against Kershaw by Pujols. So that's a look at some of the action that we've got. All right, let's take a look at today's game, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. All right. Scott Alexander is going to open for the Giants, but I'm not going to talk about him today because he'll be gone after an inning. The fellow who's coming in next is Jake Junis, 30 years old, 33-41 for the Giants this in his career. But for the Giants this year, 4-6 with a 4.41 earned run average. The whip is 1.27. He's been a good fourth, fifth starter. He can be a long guy out of the bullpen. He's seen Arizona a couple of times, 11 1/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, very good. A homer, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. So Jake Junis will be the bulk guy today. We'll see how far he goes. In September, boy, he had a rough game against Colorado. 4 1/3, 12 hits against the Rockies. Now, the Giants came back and won that game, remember, 10-7. But he really got knocked around at Coors. So in September, 19 innings, 29 hits, 13 runs, 6 walks, and 16 strikeouts. Lefties 310, righties 228. Of the 13 homers, 7 for lefties, 6 for righties. 9 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing. First pitch, a little bit over 333, with 5 homers given up. The good news for Junis, runners in scoring position, 2 out. 3-33, which is just outstanding. I like that part of the game for him. 102 innings this year, 13 homers, not bad. 22 walks, 87 strikeouts. Up and down that Arizona lineup, nobody does much against him. Rojas 1-5, and Walker 1-5 with a homer, and that is it. Now, the interesting part is going to be on the other side today for Arizona. He's a kid, 25 years old, Dre Jameson. He's out of Ball State. He's a first-round pick of the Diamondbacks in 2019, number 34 in the draft. With two teams this year in the minor leagues, listen to this, 7-13, 6.51 earned run average, 114 innings, 21 homers given up. Now, it may be the minor leagues. It may be, the altitude and all that. So they bring him up to the big leagues, and he pitches against the Dodgers in San Diego, and he goes 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs against the Dodgers. San Diego, not bad. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs. How about this? So in 2 games in the big leagues, the guy's got a whip of 0.85 and a 2-0 record with a 1.38 earned run average. He could throw hard. I saw him against the Dodgers. We'll see what he does today. But lefties, you know, doing nothing against him. Righties doing nothing against him, really. And the only thing maybe out of the stretch, you can do something. But nobody's really tested him yet. So it is Dre Jameson today against Jake Junis, the bulk man. We'll talk about him and not worry about Scott Alexander. This is going to be an interesting game. All right, more coming up. The professor joins us next. Ron Wotus right here on the Sports Leader.